Blog Talk Radio.
To tell you, sheep, whoever is listening, whether you believe it or not, Jesus is love. And his name is Yeshua. We were not told his correct name by those who are in rule. And I tell you, sheep, read your Bible so you can find out for yourself. I have read my Bible. And I can only find the word Yah in Jehovah and some words like that. But his name is Yahweh, I've heard. And I should not tell you what I've heard. What I know is in the Bible is the word Yah. And I don't know exactly where I can go to find it, but Y-A-H is in the Bible. Now, sheep, I want you to turn your Bibles to 1 John, and that is in the New Testament. It is a few, maybe, let me see, a chapter or two before Revelation. It's in the back of the book. I see John, 2 John, then Jude, and then the book of Revelation. So I want you all to turn to 1 John chapter 3. And I'll give you a minute or two to turn your Bibles to that. And my Bible is on page 1588, if that will help you out. And I want to read chapter 3. And I will start. It says, whosoever committed sin transgresseth also the law. Transgression. Do you know what it means? I want you to look it up. It means breaking the law. Let me read verse 4 again. We are in John, 1 John chapter 3. Whosoever committed sin transgresseth also the law, he breaketh the law. And the law is the 10th commandment. For sin is the transgression of the law. Drop down to verse 6. Whosoever abideth in him sin not. So if you believe in God and what he says, has said, then you transgresseth not. Whosoever sinneth has not seen him, neither know him. So what is that? You don't understand what that means? It means that if you don't follow our Father in heaven, you don't know him nor have seen him. Verse 7, little children, let no man deceive you. And that's said in the Bible many times. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. He that committeth sin is of the devil. You got that, saint? For she, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. He sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested. He was brought to light in this world just for us. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. Did you know that? Welcome to Sabbath School, saints. Verse 9 of chapter 1 John, chapter 3, verse 9. Whosoever is born of God do not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he commit not sin, because he's born of God. In this, the children of God are manifested in the children of the devil. Let me read that again. And hopefully my glasses will stay on my face. In this, the children of God are manifested. We are brought to light, children. And the children of the devil, whosoever doeth not righteousness, is not of God. Neither he that loveth not his brother. For this is the message that you heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Did you just listen to the first opening of this song that I played by it will come to me. It won't come to me right now. Jesus is Love by Lionel Richie. Mr. Richie sang that song from his heart. No one can sing that song as better, as good as him. Let me read that again. Let me see. Whosoever does not righteousness is. Oh, I messed up because I hear something in my phone that's clicking. I don't know why. Let's see. Why is my phone clicking? I don't know why my phone was clicking. My screen went dead for me. Hopefully, you sheep can hear everything that I'm saying. And I want you all to know, in verse 10, I'll read it again. The children of God are manifested. We are made known. And the children of the devil, whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God. I hope you get that, saints, you children, you little sheep, you babies. Neither he that loveth not his brother. So I don't understand. It's been playing in my mind for the last couple of weeks. None but the righteous, none but the righteous will see God. And here it is, it's telling you, he that love not his brother, you won't see God. If you don't do any righteousness, whosoever does not righteousness is not of God. So hopefully you will understand that, even though I messed up reading it. A young man told me a few months ago, Moses stuttered too, or did not speak well, so he thought, well enough to deliver the children of Israel to the promised land. Let's read verse 11. For this is the message that you heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. And that's what the song says. And I have been looking for this last verse that I'm going to read to you, children, you see, today. I have been looking for it for the last 3 years, but I just found it today when I thought about reading what it means to transgress, and that transgress, again, means to break the law. Now, verse 12, not as Cain, who was of the wicked one, the devil, that is, slew his brother. And wherefore slew he him? Because his own works were evil, and his works and his brothers were righteous. Let me read verse 12 again so that you saints or you sheep can understand it as well as I, because I was just wondering, is that why? Why did God, Cain, bless him? You know, like in the beginning in Genesis, Cain brought some of the, I think it was the fruits of the field, but Abel brought his animals, his fattest sheep, the best works. But I never understood it until I read this. And I read this to you all about 4 or 5 years ago. Not as Cain was of the wicked one, and slew his brother, and wherefore slew he him? Because his own works were evil, and his brother's righteous. Now, excuse me, I apologize for belching. For some reason, I belch every time I have this program. And I'm going to end it. I have read to you from chapter, from 1 John chapter 2, verse, well, no, chapter 3, verse 4, 6 through 12. Let me say that again. 1 John. That's found in the back of the Bible on page 1588 in my Bible before you get to Judas, is before Judas and Revelation. Chapter 3, verses 4. Then I skip verse 5, even though I want you to read it, read all of it. Read verses 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12. I want you to read all those for yourself. I hope and I pray that our Father will bless you in the reading of His Word. Now, if you look on the computer, it tells you that I am to read to you from the book of Numbers, 29. But I read that to you, all who are listening, last week. And I'm going to start reading at verse 30. Let's start reading. But first, let me have a quick prayer and thank our Father who manifested himself, or his Son manifested himself to come into this world to save us from sin and other reasons too. Why I say that? Because I have, years ago, I looked up, why did Jesus come? And I didn't give that reason, but he manifested himself today when to save us from being evil and from the unrighteous one. Let's say a prayer to our Father who is in heaven. You say your prayer, and I will say my prayer. Father, thank you for keeping us, our Father in heaven. Thank you for keeping us from the evil one. Thank you for allowing us not to think evil and practice evil. Thank you for loving us and putting love in our heart. Father, those who are bereaved, bless them and know that little by little it will go away. They will. It's hard right now, but it will get better as time passes on. Father, thank you for giving us good health and providing us a place to sleep, for giving us sane, sound mind and good health and prosperity. Thank you for blessing us to continue to have good weather and that natural disasters have not befallen upon us, as well as no chemical disasters. Thank you for taking care of us, for watching over us, and just not have all the turbulence that's going on in the western or the middle of the country, for blessing us, for not leaching. Letting out your treasures of snow or hail on us. And our sheep can find it in Job 38 and 22, where it talks about your treasures of bad weather or inclement weather, snow and hail and all the other things that comes with it. I say this prayer in Yeshua's name, better known to the world. And now I am going to introduce myself. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your hostess. I've come to you via Blog Talk Radio. And what a shame. I usually have my written out announcement, but someone has moved that. I just found it. I'll try to not introduce myself again. I am Sandra Harris. I am introducing myself again. And I am going to say to you, Happy Sabbath Day, everyone. You may not know that Sabbath starts in the evening and it ends on the Saturday. That's the Sabbath day. That's the day we'll go to church usually, if I go to a church. And I would normally go to a Sabbath day church, a church that's open on Saturday, as the Bible tells us to do. I think it's the fourth commandment that we are to honor the Sabbath, remember the Sabbath, and keep it holy. And I think it's Exodus 4. I read from the King James Version of the Bible. I want you sheep to read as well from the King James Version of the Bible. And you will read the things that I have read to you so far. And that's why I ask you sheep to have your three P's ready and handy. Of course, you can have other gadgets, electronic gadgets, but I have the three P's as pen, paper, and pencil so that you may jot down any references or scriptures that I may say. You look them up for yourself. I will try to tell you what the Bible says is correct. Nonetheless, I want you to know in Hosea chapter 4, verse 6, it says that my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Why? Because they have knowledge. I will also reject them. I will also reject you, that you shall be no priest to me. See, thou hast forgotten the law of the Lord. I will also forget thy children. Also, in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and 15, the Bible says to study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun profane and vain babbling, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. And you don't want that. And that's probably part of the reason why I come to you. But my Father in heaven told me to feed his sheep. And, you know, when he said to me, feed his sheep, that's what I'm trying to do. And there are more things that I want to tell you. But I am going to start reading chapter 30. So that I can finish, hopefully, this chapter in the next 20 minutes. Let's start. We're in Numbers chapter 30, although it tells you to read chapter 29 of Numbers. But I am going to read chapter 30 because you don't know when our Father will take you away or knock you out and get you to the point where you can't say nothing and you won't know anything. Let me say this. And Moses unto the heads of the tribe concerning the children of Israel, saying, this is the thing which the Lord has commanded. If a man vows a vow unto the Lord, or swear an oath to bind his soul with a bond, he shall not break his word. He shall do accordingly to all that preceded. And preceded means to come out of the mouth or flow out of the mouth. Verse 3. If a woman also vows a vow unto the Lord and bind herself by a bond, being in her father's house in her youth, and her father hear her vow and her bond wherewith she has bound her soul, and her father shall hold his peace at her, then all her words shall stand. Bond, whereas she has bound her soul, shall stand. But if her father disallows her, or if he disallows means, one of the words means forbid or say, blocks her from saying that or disagrees with her from saying that in that day he has heard not only her vows or her bond wherewith she has bound her soul shall stand, and the Lord shall forgive her because her father disallowed or forbid. Another word again is forbid her. In verse 6, if she had at all a husband when she vowed and uttered aught, and he uttered aught that, and she uttered out of her lips wherewith she bound her soul, and her husband heard it, and heard peace, and held his peace at her in the day that he heard it, then her vows will not stand, and her bonds herewith she bound her soul shall stand. Now let me read verse 7 again, because I made so many mistakes in reading that the sheep may not understand what I had said. And verse 7, and her husband heard it, and held his peace at her in the place in the day he heard it. Then her vows stand, and her bonds wherewith she bound her soul stand. So if her husband didn't say anything or withheld his peace, and he heard the vow and didn't stop it, then her vow stand. But if her husband disallowed it, her on the day that he heard it, then he shall make her vows which she vowed and that which she uttered with her lips, wherewith she bound her soul, of none effect, and the Lord shall forgive her. So if her husband heard her make that vow and committed herself to that vow, and if he disallowed that vow, then it becomes of none effect, and the Lord shall forgive her. But every vow of a widow and of her that is divorced, wherewith they have bound their souls, shall stand against her. So if a widow or divorced woman makes a vow, her vow shall stand against her. So she is committed to that vow. And if she vows in her husband's house or bound her soul by a bond with an oath, and her husband heard it and held his peace at her and disallowed her not, then all her vows stand, and every bond wherewith she bound her soul stands. Verse 12, but if her husband has utterly made them void, that means if he refused or rejected on the day that he heard them, then whatever proceeded out of her lips concerning her vow or concerning her bond of her soul shall not stand. You get it? So if her husband utterly disheard them and made them void, then they will not stand. Or concerning the bond of her soul will not stand. Her husband has made her vows Let me read again. Excuse me, sheep. Verse 12 of Deuteronomy 30. But if her husband has utterly made void on the day that he heard them, then whatsoever proceeded out of her lips concerning her vows or concerning her bonds of her soul shall not stand. Her husband has made them void, and the Lord shall forgive her. Verse 13. Every vow and every binding oath to affect the soul her husband may establish it, or her husband may ban, make it void. And her husband may, he either has a choice to make where he can make it void, or he can make it binding. And let's read verse 13 again as well. Get it all right. Verse 13. Every vow and every binding oath to afflict the soul, and that is to stress or trouble the soul. That's what afflict means. Her husband may establish it, or her husband may make it void. And to make it void, that means it won't withstand. Verse 14, but if her husband altogether hold his peace at her day, or then he establish her vows, or all her vows which are upon her, he confirmed them, because he held his peace at her in the day that he heard them. If her father or her husband withhold their peace when she makes a vow of bond, then it will stand. Verse 15, but if he shall in any ways make them void after that he has heard them, then he shall bear her iniquity. And iniquity means wickedness or sinfulness. These are the statutes which the Lord commanded Moses between the woman, between a man and his wife, between the father and his daughter, being yet in her youth, in her father's home. I pray that you sheep will understand that. Now, I must tell you today, well, let me end this reading, chapter 3, by a saying of prayer, a closing prayer. Father, thank you for all the things that I have said, that our sheep, excuse me for belching, that your sheep have heard and will understand. And if they have not heard, especially the prayer from 1 John chapter 3, verse 4 and 6 through 12, then what they have heard. So, in closing, keep us safe from the devil and his hate. In Yeshua's name, I say that prayer. Bless us, sheep, all. And as in James chapter 4, it tells you that if it is God's will, I will be back to tell you more. Now, I should say that today I was thinking about telling you that the signs of the times that are coming up, and that the holiday that is coming up next week, or maybe next Friday, there is a man-made holiday. And I think that it, because it is not located in Leviticus chapter 23, man-made, and the day that they have is Good Friday coming up. And then on that Sunday, they're going to celebrate Easter. Supposedly, Easter is for Jesus coming alive again, where he did rise. Nonetheless, we should not follow the man-made laws. And the man-made laws that I'm thinking about is Good Friday, in that the Bible says that he rose the third day. And they say that if Jesus was murdered on a Friday and he rose early a Sunday morning, well, that does not add up. And you sheep, many of you I have gone to school with, even though I did not finish school, I know that Good Friday does not add up 3 days in the grave. Our Father was there, or Jesus was there. Our brother and the Lord was there 3 days. Now, you figure that out. That is a pagan law that is not correct. 3 days from Friday to Sunday does not add up to 3 days. And most of you know that. And you continue to celebrate the right of having Easter eggs and bunny rabbits and candies and what all else they have. You saints know that better than that. We were slaves when they brought this stuff in. We never did celebrate this until after we were really had our freedom from being a slave. We still are slaves. But you make it worse upon yourself when you go out and buy all these things, like you're buying all these clothes to wear on a Sunday that God tells us to celebrate. We're supposed to do that celebrate on Saturday. The Sabbath, we are to keep it holy. And I'm going to ask you, sheep, not to celebrate the pagan holiday. And that's what it is to me. And I will say it to you. Do not celebrate. Keep your money and don't spend it on dying eggs and buying candies. But you can do what you want. If you're a believer in our Father, then I ask you not to celebrate that day, cooking the Sunday Easter meals. I used to like doing that. But whatever I have now, whatever I cook on Sunday, I cook it for everybody. And it's for everything. That's what I want to make sure that you should do. Now, I have read to you all of chapter 30. So for Tuesday, I want you to read chapter 31. Because I have a few minutes now, I am not going to try to read that chapter 31, but I want you to read it too. And also, that was something else I was looking up today. And I cannot find it right now because papers are not in the order that I placed them in. They're all in all different ways. I want you to know that these are some of the things that I really want you all to know, and I want you to know about Gilgamesh, that's spelled G-I-L-G-A-M-E-S-H. He's from Mesopotamia. I don't know how come or why Mesopotamia's name was changed, but Gilgamesh wrote a flood story before Noah. I don't want to say Noah is a copycat, but if he had not written this story, I probably would not know as much as I know about it as I do now. Also, I want you to know who the Visigoths were. They are the people from Western Germany that sacked Romans. From what I learned from my history class, back then, they sacked the Romans. So I'll tell you, all those, when Rome took away all that stuff from Israel, and we are the true Israelis. I've read that in the Bible, and I've been looking for where I read it. I should have marked it down, but hopefully I will find it, because America is sending money over to the fake, but not the real Israelis. They're not Jacob's children. Now, Jacob did have a brother. He had a brother. His name was Esau. And Esau has disliked his brother from way back when they were children. Way back when. I need to study more on the subject before I can talk about it. But I'm going to let this song play. And what I have told you, I want you to remember. B-I-S-I-D-O-T-E-S. Learn who those people are. They sacked the Romans, and the Romans were over in England for about 100 years. So, a lot of it.
Help your children. And don't let them fall. Of the road, and teach them to love one another, that heaven might find a place in their hearts. 'Cause Jesus is love. He won't let you down, and I know he forever in my heart. We've got to walk on. Walk on through temptation, 'cause His love and His wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth, and His word will be our salvation. Lift up our hearts. The Jesus is love. He won't let you down. I know He's mine.
Good night.